There's a great temptation in science fiction writing to succumb to the law of the conservation of backgrounds, having worked out a useful and interesting fictional future history. You hate to throw it away after just one story, so you recycle it. I've used the universe that lies behind Seasons in a half dozen stories and two novels, All My Sins Remembered and There Is No Darkness. And it's one I tend to return to whenever a story demands a starfaring human civilization. The basic premise is that way back in the 21st century, the basis of political and economic power changed radically. America and Russia started slugging it out, and they brought Europe, China, and Japan down with them. Africa and South America emerged more or less intact, so when a practical faster-than-light drive was developed by Hartford, an Australian concern, it was a Spanish and Swahili-speaking confederacion that pushed out to the stars. Some of the stories in the series, like Seasons, are rather serious, and some, like the one that follows, are rather otherwise. When you look at a story several years after writing it, sometimes it's difficult to remember what impulse caused you to start the thing. That's not a problem with this next one. Another writer made me do it. In the late summer of 1981, Jerry Purnell kindly arranged for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory to invite a dozen or so science fiction writers to come to Pasadena and watch Voyager 2's Saturn flyby pictures as they came in. It was one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to me. Every few hours, sometimes every few minutes, a picture would come in that set planetary science on its ear. The scientists' enthusiasm was contagious. The very air crackled with suspense, mystery, joy. But they didn't have any beer, so every now and then, when there was a lull in the data transmission, we'd saunter down the hill to where Jerry had parked his Jeep, providentially loaded with iced beer, and stand in the hazy California heat, sucking long-necked Budweisers, talking about this and that, sometimes about science fiction. The topic of Star Wars came up, and I expressed admiration for the cantina scene, all those weird aliens sitting around drinking noxious fluids, munching on raw meat, whatever. Jerry was not so impressed. Every science fiction writer has written the aliens in a bar scene a dozen times, he said. Not everyone, Jerry. I hadn't, so I did.